Those things said on Open Line are the views of the caller and don't reflect the views of KDLG staff, management, or board of directors. Call on us anytime at all. Open Line is next.
Good morning, Bristol Bay. Welcome to another edition of Open Line right here on Listener Supported KDLG. I'm Sam. I'm your host. If you have a birthday or an anniversary or just want to call in and say hi, go ahead and give me a call. Those numbers, 842-1670 or 1-800-478-5354. I called and checked on the 800 number yesterday. Everything seems to be fine on our end, and it sounds like it could be the long-distance carriers around the area. So if that doesn't work, make sure you call 842-1670. Those open lines are wide open. We'll go ahead and do a little music while we wait for some calls. Good morning, you're on Open Line.
I'd like to wish a very happy birthday to Marlo from her very favorite auntie. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Good morning. You're on Open Line.
Good morning. Today we'd like to wish our grandson, Orion Malcolm Noden, happy, happy 19th birthday. Love you so much, and this is coming from Grandma and Papa. My tiny little super guy, super little guy. Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful day. And hi to Fern in Utah. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Good morning. You're on Open Line.
Good morning. I would like to wish our daughter, Trinise Lynette Sierra Schroeder, a very special happy 7th birthday. This is with lots of love from Mom and Dad. And also to Lamar Sipsoff from Shanna Ann and Alexi. I hope you guys have a wonderful snowy first spring day. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for calling. Open lines are wide open, 842-1670 or 1-800-478-5354.
Thank you. blesses the boys as they stand in line. The smell of gun grease and their bayonets, they shine. He's there to help them all that he can. To make them feel wanted, he's a good holy man.
Good morning, you're on Open Line.
Hey, Seth. John Belker. So, we wouldn't be voting for taxes to fix our roads if we had the fish tax in effect, okay? And certain parties in town here that don't live in their village hired a lawyer with BBDC money to attack the proposition. And that's what it boils down to. Yeah, everybody's right. The state's out of money. We're out of money. No, we can't afford it. But we don't tax our out-of-state fishermen. And believe me, I catch more fish than the leader of their group over there catches down at Eacock with my operation. And I don't like paying taxes, but we got to tax the fish in the bay here. And you can't just be giving it to ghost tribes that don't live in their village. You know, we live in Dillingham. We don't live somewhere else. And that's the reason why the city is looking to do something. And certain groups around here are always attacking the city, but then they fail to realize that they live in the city. We all live in Dillingham, Manicotick, Clark's Point, Togiak. We all live in those places. And that's the people that should be getting the money from the fish tax. You know, and we need to have fish tax. And it's killed the economy here locally. So it's taxed the guys that pay property tax and it's raised the sales tax. That's not the answer, you know. So certain guys are paying taxes, certain guys aren't paying taxes. It's not all for free. You know, you got to pay somewhere. But that's all I got, you know. And we live in the city of Dillingham, and we should embrace that. If you live in Dillingham, you live in Dillingham. You don't live somewhere else. You shouldn't claim residency somewhere else. And you should support the city of Dillingham. It shouldn't become a race thing, you know. Anyhow, that's all I got to say. Thank you, Tom.
All right. Thanks for calling. Those open lines are still wide open, 842-1670 or 1-800-478-5354. Go ahead and take a quick look at the trading post while you wait for some calls here. There's currently nothing on our trading post. If there's something you'd like to get on the trading post, give us a call here at the station, 842-5281. Or you can email that to info@kdlg.org. We'll be sure to get that up on the trading post for you. If it hasn't been bought, sold, or traded in 3 days, let us know, and we'll be sure to run that for you a little longer. You can also find our trading post on our website at kdlg.org. Just scroll down, look for the newspaper, and our trading post is live and active right there. Good morning. You're on Open Line.
Hey, morning, Sam. It's Ron Bowers. I just wanted to clarify. First, I appreciate that a story was run about the upcoming bond proposition, and I agree with some of the things that John Paul has about to say. But just wanted to point out, and it wasn't really discussed on the news article that was just on this morning. But want to point out that 9 years ago, the voters approved a $15 million bond for school improvements. And we have been paying $318,000 roughly per year. It's a 20-year note to retire that debt. The state was paying 70% of that debt. Now, under the governor's budget, that will be zeroed out. It probably will be sustained, even though the legislators talk about changing that. The governor probably threw a line item and veto will keep that at zero. It's likely that we could go from $318,000 up to $1 million payment every single year for the next 11 years to retire our existing debt on the last bond we approved 9 years ago. So this is why I and a lot of folks are not supporting this future bond issue on road $4 million, borrowing $4 million for road construction. We cannot sustain that. We have to wait and see what happens. With Juneau, unfortunately, this come up. I know we appreciate the city council and Todd, the manager, all the hard work they put into researching this, trying to get our roads fixed downtown. but this is not the time to borrow $4 million more, which actually with debt, with interest would be much more than that, when we already are looking at possibly paying up to $1 million on our directly from our city budget every year for the next 11 years. So, and the city council has said they will not raise the taxes. They have control of the mill rate. Less than half the people in this town pay property tax. If you're on a native allotment, federal facility, business run on a federal facility, you're not paying that. And the sales tax, the voters are probably not going to vote to raise the sales tax more than what we already have at 6%. It'd be crazy. So basically you're looking at, if this bond is approved, you're looking at, we're going to be cutting police officer positions. We're going to be cutting city employee positions. And the state's, the city's contribution to the schools will have to go down. And then effectively we could see school teachers and school staff cut. So we've got to look at this real seriously. This is not the time to increase our debt. And we also heard about raw fish tax. The governor wants to take that away from the communities that receive it. That may or may not fly. But we're pretty certain that it looks like the state's contribution to the previous school bond, construction bonds, is going to be zeroed out. So this is not the time to approve more debt. So that's why I'm going to vote no on this road construction. However, with the fire hall expansion, we see the need. It's going to be probably local hire a few folks for a small improvement in the Lake Road Fire Hall so we can bring some trucks and place them there instead of where they're at now at the airport. That's much more sensible, much more local hire. And if we did approve the bond and did road construction downtown, it's not likely you're going to see much local hire from that. But this is a very dangerous time budget-wise. We cannot go and throw ourselves into greater debt when we may not even be able to meet the payments for with the existing debt we already have. We do not want to default on that loan. If the city defaults, that's not a good thing. And they're discussing that with Anchorage, Matsu Valley, many of the school districts and the cities and the rail belt are they're just wringing their hands. They're not sure what they're going to do, but it's going to be some tough times. So that's why I'm going to vote no on this upcoming bond proposition for road construction.
All right. Thanks for calling. I got to take other calls. Sure. Thanks for calling. Good morning. You're on Open Line.
Hi. I'd like Ron to provide his sources for his likely and probably statements. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Good morning. You're on Open Line.
Hello?
Hello. You're on the air.
Hey, I agree with Ron 100%. I think Ron heard me wrong. This is Don. What I was trying to say is I don't believe in having any debt. I'm saying we need to get that fish tax in place. So Ron didn't hear me correctly. You know, that's what I'm saying. I agree 100%. What's up? We don't need any more debt. So, Ron, I'm with you on that. You didn't hear me, okay? Thanks.
All right. Thanks for calling. Good morning. You're on Open Line.
Good morning. Happy birthday to Daisy Cuckoo, Margot Tommy, and Eileen Lewis. All coming from the small Sandy Guyana. Hi, Julie.
All right. Thanks for calling. Good morning. You're on Open Line.
Good morning. This is a question for the city. You say that the repayment of further debt for the city while we are experiencing deficit spending is not going to be paid by taxes. However, revenues are not going up. So where is the money coming from if we are already spending into debt?
Is that it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks for calling. Good morning. You're on Open Line. Hello. You're on the air. All right. Open lines are open. 842-1670 or 1-800-478-5354. Good morning. You're on Open Line.
Good morning, Sam. This is Safa. I'd like to wish a happy birthday to my daughter, Daisy Ann Cuckoo. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. This is the number one. Good morning. You're on Open Line.
Hey, it's a good idea to get that Dillingham Road fixed regardless. Because, you know, it's going to cost more later. And then get the fire hall also. Okay, goodbye.
All right. Thanks for calling. That you ever do. Good morning, you're on Open Line.
Kwakasama.
Chimay, Jimmy, how are you today?
Hey, you have me today. Wow.
All right. Unyamuk Pingiren, Kipnachik 20.
Yeah, it's Laughing Beauty Nulatak's birthday, that Eileen Lewis. Happy birthday, Eileen Lewis, New Scoobut, and my cousin's birthday today, Marco Lee Tommy. From Jimmy G. Akinakia. Thank you. And before I hang up, my youngest sister, Chingaruku, her husband, Tim Jenkins, and their two boys, and their little girl named after our mother there, Margaret. Good morning to Uncle Paul, Chaitlik and Eleknagik. Haven't heard from you, Uncle Paul. Are you still sleeping? Okay, good morning to everyone. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Jimmy.
Okay, God bless you.
Right, open lines are open, 842-1670 or 1-800-478-5354. Good morning, you're on Open Line.
Hi, I'd like to wish happy birthday to Beverly from Togiak. And many more years. All right, thanks.
All right, thanks for calling. Good morning, you're on Open Line.
Good morning, Sam. I'd like to say hi to my mom and my niece Kayla over there in Leewonk. It comes from Iron Mike. Hold on.
Hi, I'd like to say hi to Kayla and Tristan and Casey in Leewonk. and everybody else in the snowstorm. All right, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. Good morning, you're on Open Line.
Good morning. I'd like to wish a very special happy birthday to Eileen Lewis, and this is from Yoilux in Kipnick. Bye.
All right, thanks for calling. Got a few more minutes left of Open Line, 842-1670 or 1-800-478-5354.
Dressed like Minnie Pearl, just you and me, punk rock girl. We went to the Philly Pizza Company and ordered some hot tea. The waitress said, well, no, we only have it iced. So we jumped up on the table and shouted anarchy. And someone played a Beach Boys song on the jukebox. It was California Dreamin', so we started screaming. Took me to her parents for a Sunday meal. Her father took one look at me.
Good morning, you're on Open Line.
Good morning, Bristol Bay. A very special happy birthday going out to my sister, Margot Tommy of Togiak, and it's coming from Eileen Barkman and family. Hi to everyone that's listening in Bristol Bay, and have a nice day. Okay, thank you, bye.
All right, thanks for calling.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird.
Good morning, you're on Open Line.
Hi, I'd like to say happy birthday to Bev. I love you, babe. Many more years. She's from Togiak. All right, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. Good morning, you're on Open Line.
Hi, I would like to wish a very happy first birthday to Marlo, and this is coming with lots of love from her mom and dad.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Good morning, you're on Open Line.
Hi, good morning. I'd like to wish my sister Eileen a very happy birthday today. 69th birthday today from her sister Lily. Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling.
That's all, folks.
All right, that is going to do it for Open Line today. For everybody having a birthday, happy birthday, and everyone having an anniversary, happy anniversary. Back tomorrow with another edition of Open Line right here on This Was Supported KDLG. Jimmy is coming up next with the birthday song.